Maradona turns like a little eel and comes away from trouble. Little squat man comes inside Butcher, leaves him for dead. Outside Fenwick leaves him for dead and puts the ball away. And that is why Maradona is the greatest player in the world. He buries the English defence.
I don't believe it. David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup finals.
You do not make them like him anymore. What more can you see?
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie. Tonight we have Joe on the phone, and we have a lot of things that we need to talk about. Champions League is starting, but we won't talk about that until our next show. So we'll have some results for you for our next show. But this show, we're going to be focusing on the biggest news in Europe this past week, which is the Man City Champions League ban and transfer ban and $30 million fine. And we'll just talk about what we think is going to be happening with that. We'll also be talking about an incident that happened in Portugal, another sad state of affairs there. And we're also going to be talking about our views on VAR and how it's being implemented in some of the biggest leagues in the world. But guys, as usual, you can reach our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. That's football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L, weekly.com. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're everywhere. We're on every platform you use to download podcasts. We're there. You can also subscribe to us on Twitter, the @ football_weekly. And you can subscribe to our Instagram feed, football_weekly_podcast. So guys, without any further ado, let's get into this. Sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast. We'll be back after this.
Zidane just shows it to Gilberto Silva and then pirouettes away from him.
Anthony Vidori from Vaughn Soccer Club, and you are listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joseph, so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start, but I know where we're going to start. And by the way, good evening, Joe.
Yeah, good evening, Reg. I don't think there's anywhere else to start this week.
Well, I've had a couple of people telling me they're very interested in my thoughts on what we're going to talk about first, which is the UEFA ban of Manchester City in the next two upcoming Champions Leagues. And let me get this. Let me start by saying this isn't going to go through and it's not going to happen. So
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
But we'll talk about the scenario, the mythical scenario, if this did happen. Okay. So for all of you guys that don't know what happened or aren't aware of what happened, Manchester City has been banned 2 years of Champions League play and qualifications, I should say, into the Champions League, and also fined £30 million, I guess, euros. I'm not sure which.
I don't even know.
It doesn't matter. 30 million is a lot. So, and they might also have a points deduction. Now, I don't know what year or what season that points deduction is going to take place. If they're not in Champions League, then does it really matter? As long as you're not getting relegated. But anyways, we'll talk about that as well. But the ban stems from them paying out more to players than they've made in revenue. So the FIFA Fair Play or the UEFA Fair Financial Fair Play, you can only spend as much as you make. Okay?
So this is so stupid.
So they're looking at your books and they're saying, okay, you made $10 last year, you can only spend $10 to buy players. So Manchester City obviously was making more than $10 and they were spending more than their $10 and they finally got caught. Now, I don't know about you, Joe, but for me, as much as I dislike Manchester City and I don't rate Pep Guardiola and I think Manchester City is a fake club with no history, as much as I think that, if your owner has enough money to keep the team afloat,
he can do what he wants.
Pay whatever
he
wants.
He or she wants, yeah, like... This is so stupid. This is such a fabricated, and that's, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's absurd, really.
Well, a week before, and it all comes out a week before Champions League starts back up.
Yeah.
And it goes back to, I think it goes back to like 2014.
It seems like this is a way that UEFA is just conjuring up. How do we make some money here? How do we get in on the take?
Oh, wow. You think so?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going pretty sensationalistic with that, but I mean,
What
are we doing here? What are we doing here? It's, if you want to run your business a certain way, you have more than every right to run that business your way.
Of course.
I don't understand this. Did they break any rules? What are the rules that have been broken?
Well, they did break rules.
Is that the rule?
That's the rule.
The rule is if you make more, like...
You can't spend more than you make. It's trying to keep teams from going bankrupt. So, if a team like Arsenal only has $50 million to spend, and they can't go out and buy $400 million worth of players... Because down the road, you're gonna be in debt, and you're not gonna be able to pay your debts, and you're gonna be in administration, and we're never gonna see this club again. That's what they're trying to avoid. But I don't know what businessman would do that.
And like you said, this is Manchester City in terms of their financial backing. I don't think that this is even.
This guy can buy this Manchester City team probably 10 times and still have change in the bank. He'll be fine.
This is absurd. Like this is, I think. Also, if you were to go into like many of the teams, they'd probably be in this situation as well. You know, like a lot of owners or ownership groups have these mega, mega brands. They're not in this really to make, yes, they're in to make money. Like a lot of these guys, girls, whoever's in charge, these entities, if you will, they're not really making the money off of their entries. Like I know other clubs are. And I think, Reggie, what you're saying is valid in terms of, it's to protect those clubs that do have the possibility of going into administration. Mm-hmm. But do we really see a club like Manchester City and any of the big entities in world football, especially in the EPL, getting to this point?
Well, that's the thing, right? I don't see a team like Norwich being able to compete with a team like Manchester City unless Manchester City's owners buy Norwich. You know what I'm saying? So... I also think it was brought in to try to keep teams from buying all the best talent. And this all came into play after the Chelsea, I guess, if you want to say dynasty. I won't say dynasty, but lack of a better term, dynasty.
That's what I think is more accurate. It's warding off these mega owners trying to run the landscape. It's almost like they're trying to put in this, you know, cap, and they cannot,
right?
You know, like you said, of buying all these players. It's almost like, I hate to say it, but it's like UEFA is looking for a way to balance, not the books, but balance the playing field in terms of spreading out the wealth of talent so that they do have a better product. So you're not seeing Real Madrid against whomever each year, but again, in typical UEFA FIFA style, just looks bad. It
looks bad on the part of UEFA because they're getting involved in something that they have no reason to get involved in. The day-to-day running of another club, there's no need for the league to step in unless there's a problem. And we see it in hockey. We see it in some other sports as well, where the league steps in and starts to take over the team, and until they find another owner that can pump some more money into to keep them afloat and everything like that. But it's not going to happen in the EPL. There's way too much money in the EPL, and with these mega rich owners, we're not talking about an owner from the United States. We're talking about disgusting billionaires.
It's hard to take UEFA seriously in the same week where you have them probably should be stepping into far bigger issues. I know the two are not in the same breath, but it's kind of hard to avoid putting them in that same sentence. Right? Like maybe you need to worry about some other stuff.
Well, there's a lot of things we even need to be worrying about other than this.
Do we see this going through?
No.
You know?
I don't.
I mean, Pep Guardiola himself put out a statement. I don't know how valid or true.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how true it is. What's the statement?
Well, I think he was saying about him, you know, telling the team that he will be back, even if he's going to be in whatever league. But I think the last part of it says that essentially this is going to be overturned. I think that's the statement we all kind of agree will happen, but maybe not. But I don't see this being held up. I think there's going to be an appeal process. They'll get slapped with a fine. They might get a transfer ban.
That's all That's all that I see happening out of this is like
But then
one season transfer ban or something like that.
Yeah, and when you have the squad or the depth of squad that a Manchester City has.
Yeah, what do you
is really that mean? Really? Yeah, I just think this is just again. With the week being as it is, with what happened, and we're going to get to what happened with Porto and stuff. This is just again UEFA, who is if we think FIFA was the most corrupt, how far off is UEFA?
Oh, brother and sister sleeping. They're sleeping in bunk beds in the same room.
Of course, and that's my point. Like I'm shaking my head as I read this. As the news came in on Friday. And my first thought was, oh, this is not going to be held up, right? This is not going to be held up. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, Reg, but was Chelsea even, they were not banned from competition. They were banned from the transfer, right? Because would they want these big teams out of their competition? Of course not. We know that they don't want them out. But
What happened to Chelsea's transfer ban though, Joe?
It was reduced, was it not?
Of course it was.
Okay, and by half the amount.
Of course.
AC Milan, with having they got in trouble with finances and so on, it was reduced to a lower thing. They agreed to not be involved in the Europa League. Well, to be fair, that's not the Champions League, right? So if AC Milan was in the Champions League, when that ban was on,
they would have fought
and so on. Right? They were absolutely. The resources that would have went toward fighting that. So, again, the pessimist in us, who is not a pessimist as a football fan or the casual or expert when you're dealing with these footballing organizations? To be fair, I think other than, like the English FA usually is pretty the one that has the most reasoning. VAR being aside, but in terms of the day-to-day operations of how their league operates. But when it's this stuff, when it's UEFA, FIFA, the pessimist in us all probably just, again, I'm shaking my head as I'm talking to you about this, Reggie.
I don't know. Like we said, if you have the money to do it, you can do whatever you want. I don't condone it.
You tell them how to run their business?
I don't like it when teams go out and spend
$100
million every season. I don't like it,
especially,
but if you can, go ahead, right?
Right, and especially like Reggie, I think when your team can't, as a fan of a team, right? I mean, I've been just as you have been, the teams we follow, but in general, most teams that most people follow, can or at one point have been involved, at the big, the adult table, let's say, but. When your team isn't and you're competing, it really obviously makes more of a difference. But again, this just stinks of we can't trust you, UEFA, and what you're really doing. Never mind the clubs and Man City and the powers that be. It's just, I don't know. I don't see this being held up, and I don't think I share a brand new opinion with this or anything groundbreaking.
Well, we'll definitely keep our eye out for what's going to be happening, but like we both just said, I don't think anything but a transfer ban, which will be reduced later down the road, that's all the penalty that Manchester City is going to get. They'll be back in Champions League and everything will be hunky-dory, I guess, within UEFA after they get their fine, right?
You know, Reggie, a fitting thing would be, and again, with EPL being done and dusted, and which, by the way, we did call a while back, even though
February and
someone was playing safe. Yeah, right. So, and again, it has nothing to do with the league being poor. And I think what you've been saying too has not been that. That's what people don't understand.
I'm not saying
the league is poor. I agree with you there.
I'm saying yes. This season, the top six teams have been terrible.
And I think that that's a fair thing. And that's never to say. And again, we've been misunderstood when our shows and people, tweeting back at us. No, absolutely not. That's not what we're saying. I come on this on our pod and I defend. Not defend. I don't think it's not about defending. I think it's talking about Serie A, for example, trumpeting it for sure, because I think it is improved. But the EPL is still the league. It is still the league. We don't make any qualms about that. Just this year happens to be, it's actually a testament to a team like Liverpool having an unbelievable year. So we do say kudos to them. Absolutely. But we cannot look at and we can't not analyze the other teams in the league that are just not putting up the fight this year. It's not to say the teams are poor. It's to say that this year, this is what's happening. You know, who's to say that race for fourth, which we'll talk about, is really heating up. And it could be really interesting.
Well, when's the last when's the last time you saw an Arsenal team in 10th? When's the last time you saw a City team in 8th? And Chelsea's, Chelsea's just hanging on.
So, but and that's what I mean. But again, all within 4 or 5 points of a Champions League spot or within that. So, you know, I just think that that's, again, it's twofold. No one's saying that the EPL, all the league's not good. No one is saying that at all. And in essence, it's of its own doing, meaning it's Liverpool has done that to teams. They've been so consistent. And, you know, I know to Reggie and all the other Gunner fans, you're hoping for a loss because, you know, you want your record intact. You want the Invincibles.
Well, I mean,
right? For sure. It's like you're at the 72 Dolphins.
I'd rather
be right there with you.
I'd rather have my team in fourth place than worry about that. But I mean, if it's not going to happen, then of course, yes, I don't want them to go undefeated.
And any fan should do that, right? So again, want to recap all the stuff we're getting about that. It's good on Liverpool, no doubt. Of course.
Right.
But we have to address the league this year being a little bit of an anomaly. No one in their right mind would have thought that Liverpool, as great of the year that they had last year, right? No one would have thought that they would come in and do what they're doing right now. They are just a team that just, they look like a video game. They just can't lose. So
did you have Sheffield United and in fifth place and Wolves? And
I think Reggie, that's a bigger one than like almost like. Leicester's the biggest.
Right.
Like to win that year that we were saying, you know, oh my God, they're for real. Even us didn't think it was they're going to win the championship.
Right.
But yeah, it's one thing. So this ban now, I've taken the long way home here, but I you know, I've been one of these guys saying, hey, you know what? Maybe this is the year that City can get it done in the Champions League because they are so far removed from even being close to a title contender. I mean,
well, Jamie Carragher, I don't quote Jamie Carragher a lot, but he brought up a very good point.
Surprised.
Yeah, I know, right? He brought up a very good point. He was like, now imagine Manchester City wins the Champions League. Now you have UEFA handing them the trophy.
And it's like, you know, and there is precedence, right? You know, I am, you know, fan of the Azzurri, and I remember 2006.
Yeah.
Calciopoli, obviously all this turmoil and corruption that was marring Italian soccer at the time. And then they win, and of course, Mr. Honesty himself, Sepp Blatter, doesn't come down to award the trophy. But stranger things have happened, and we've talked about a couple of them just now. So, again, this is, you know, a rallying cry for sure. We know there's quality in that squad. But, hey, again, as we know, Champions League football, which is going to be upon us this week, it can be very, very tricky, spicy, to use some of the terms. But, yeah, and grueling, of course. So, let's see. But this ban, Reg, it's just –
joke.
It just stinks of you. Yeah, it is a joke. It is. So we'll see. So you're calling the same as me, reduced transfer fine, maybe a transfer ban?
I say make a $5 to $10 million fine, 2-year transfer ban that will get cut to like 6 months.
That's pretty accurate. I'll call it maybe a year, but I think what you're I'm betting more on what you said. Yeah.
If they get fined, it might just be 6 months.
Yeah,
they're talking about fines and point deductions and all this stuff, and I don't think any of that's going to come through because Manchester City will drag this out in courts until everybody forgets about it and no one cares anymore. So,
yeah,
I think that's done and dusted. 6 months transfer ban, and Manchester City will be fine with that. You brought up VAR, and there was a game tonight, which was Monday.
We
night.
Have to talk about this. Yeah, we got. I know we're going to go, but we got to go with this. Yeah, this is. Can I talk about VAR, Reg? Because I know I've been the defender of VAR.
I never want to see VAR again.
Out of everyone else. Here's the thing. So I'm following closely, you know, two leagues pretty closely, maybe one a little bit more.
Right.
And I've been the first guy to really you know, hammer Serie A when it need be, with all the other stuff that, you know, they can't get out of, can't seem to get out of their own way in terms of handling stuff with the racism in the stands and so on. Of course, I've gone on the record saying they need to handle this like many people. It doesn't matter.
UEFA too, but well, again,
of course, we'll get to that later. We'll get to that for sure. With VAR, I think in watching the other leagues, I gotta say, like the Bundesliga, for me, for VAR, great job. Serie A, unbelievably, not too far behind.
MLS even.
Right? But the EPL, which is, again,
joke,
the most lucrative, best league in the world in terms of where the best players, top to bottom, are playing, you know, the most professional league in terms of what we just said. I can't believe how wrong they get it.
And it's
not, I really can't.
But Joe, it's the fact that you have the opportunity yourself, go look at it again, which they don't do for whatever reason. But beyond that, you have somebody else that has every angle of the foul, every angle of everything, and they still get it wrong.
Here's my question, is to somebody like to you who watches probably the EPL as intently as I watch Serie A. The referees do not go and look at it again, correct?
No.
Whereas in the Bundesliga and in Serie A, well, you just mentioned it, even in MLS,
right?
They do go and look at it again.
Of course.
Now, the EPL, I think, is, correct me if I'm wrong, they're trying to be ahead of the game, maybe they're trying to say, hey, we want to do this faster than everyone. We don't want the delays to be as long, correct?
What's the reasoning
behind not saying, hey, Mike Dean, leave that alone. Go back and take a look at that. Can you go? You should take a look at this again.
They don't want to embarrass their buddy.
So is it strictly on that, or is it because they want to speed up the game? I would love to know that.
But why are you gonna speed up the game and get the wrong call? Why don't you just get the right call?
Well, apparently, because if you're Harry Maguire today and you're like, are we really? And everyone's going to get on us because we agree. Ah, get over it. Today, was Harry, if you had to watch that again, would he not be sent off for that?
It should be one view. All you need is one view of that, and it's a straight red.
He kicks out.
Of course he does.
He kicks out.
Of course he does.
Whether he kicked out fully,
no, Joe, what he did, you cannot do.
Yeah, I saw it.
And it's like kicking with your skate in hockey. You cannot do that.
Well, to be fair, today, you know, obviously we're recording now, and, you know, we don't get to watch all the games, guys, but, you know, we try to be abreast of what happened. I said to Reggie, I said, hey, Reg, give me 15 more minutes. I want to watch at least the highlights of this kick out and stuff. And that's why, Reggie, I told you a little later.
Yeah.
What? There it was. I said, no way. That's got to be a red.
Straight red.
Was a yellow not even given?
Joe, it wasn't even a foul.
I can't.
Wasn't even a foul, Joe.
That's shocking. It's shocking.
And then you're looking at Tottenham a couple of weeks back when Son did that to Rudiger, and he got a straight, they went to VAR, he got a red.
A straight red. Like, again, I just, for a league that is so avant-garde in terms of its, you know, getting things right in terms of their, you know, campaigns and how they try to improve the game and for the viewer, top of the hill here, right? But this has really gone bad as we've gone on.
Do you know what it is? It's too much. I think the referees in the EPL are too, there's too much ego. For the simple fact that none of the referees, not one single referee, goes to the sideline and looks at it again. If I was VAR, this is what I would
do. So they're given that option, correct,
Reggie? Of course they are. Of course they are.
Okay, so in the EPL, they choose not to look at it?
The referee doesn't go over and look at it.
Because I haven't seen it much, guys. So now, have you seen referees go do it this year? Go look at it?
In the EPL?
Yes.
No.
Wow. Am I not watching enough games?
The cameras are right beside the benches, or right beside one of the benches. The video screen is right beside one of the benches, and they can go and watch it, and they don't.
And the reason why I say this, guys, is because, you know, I've watched games, as you know, Reg, but I haven't seen a lot of the referees go and check it out in the Premier League. Like I told you, I've seen it a lot in Serie A. I've seen a lot in Bundesliga.
But Joe, here's what I would do. If I'm controlling VAR and I'm the referee association leader, I would say, listen, VAR is not here to ref the game. I know the game's fast. These players are top athletes and they're really fast. If you can see a foul between Bellerin and Sterling, you're as a referee on the field, you're amazing. but sometimes you're going to miss it because these guys are really fast. Okay. VAR's job is this. You see something happen on the field, you mic down to the referee and you say, hey, go have a look at this time, certain time in the game.
Yeah.
Go have a look at it yourself. If you still don't see a foul, don't call it. But I think there might be something there that you want to look at.
And this is what I mean. And you, I'm not trying to be.
But you're putting that onus on the referee. And that's what I don't think they want. They want the decision to come from upstairs and say, hey, man, it's not me. It's VAR called.
And I think that's what the EPL is trying to do, take that heat off the ref, correct?
Right, 100%. Because the referees in the EPL are the worst in sports, and they're just trying not to make them – they're trying to put all the blame for bad calls on something – on another referee that's looking at it and telling them what it's. Because I don't understand VAR at all. Not in the EPL.
I'm telling you, I really thought when it was implemented in EPL – remember, we went after the World Cup, I believe, right, Reg? Mm-hmm. Or somewhere along those timelines,
yeah.
I thought the EPL would be the one, the benchmark. They would be the benchmark to get this right. And I'm sorry to say, in a league that's gotten so much right, I gotta say, I give them a failing grade.
Oh, VAR is a joke. I have a problem with some of the offside calls. As a defender,
It's just a joke, isn't it, Reggie? So today, Olivier Giroud's goal that gets called off. This is today. But we've seen so many, and I'm going to go on this one. Joey, I cannot believe that we have a toe or a shoulder ahead, and that is significant enough to call back a goal.
Joe, I'm not going to sit here and toot my own horn, but as soon as Mason Mount crossed that ball in, it hadn't even left his foot, I said offside.
And that's what we are now trained to do. And I think, I forget who it was, someone made a comment and commented on it, and I said, yeah, this is where we're at right now, is that it's ruining it. And it's why a lot of people turned away from the National Football League, which we believe overall has tried to get instant replay and reviews kind of right over the years, as the league, I think. Right. But here's again, where I just think this is what it's becoming. You know, I think in terms of leagues being ahead of it, I think, you know, the NBA uses their review very well. But again, I can't believe a toe over an imaginary line or a shoulder is now, how are we supposed to guard against that?
But this is what
And never mind taking away the reaction, the natural reaction to the game, Reggie.
Right. Everybody has to calm down and you have to see VAR, then I can celebrate. And then I'll get a yellow card for celebrating too long. But anyways, what I was watching today, and I know I was thinking about it when I was watching that goal, and I was like, the first thing that came to my mind was he didn't even score with his foot that was offside. So I was thinking, I was thinking maybe there can be like a provision that if your foot is 10 centimeters offside and you score the ball with your head, maybe we don't call that offside. If your foot is like a whole foot offside and you score with that foot, then we can bring it back and say, you know what, it's offside. But this guy's foot was probably 10 centimeters offside, Joe, and he scored the ball and he scored with his head and they called it offside. It's a joke, man.
There's no other way to put it. And again, these decisions happen all teams, but let's just deal with Chelsea today. And by the way, guys, no one's got a Chelsea horse in the race for me, especially.
I wanted Chelsea, a draw, so I was extremely upset.
There you go. But for me, either or, okay? And I'm like, what is happening here? And now that rule I've seen also, to be fair to the Premier League, got wrong in the Bundesliga, in La Liga, and Serie A too. That one is a really harsh one. Tough one. Shoulder and there's imaginary line.
I remember during the Milan derby, I texted you about one of the goals that Inter scored.
It would have been offside
in EPL.
Yeah, the tying goal, I believe. Yeah,
the one that Sanchez ran through. That's offside. 100%. That's offside.
Yeah.
In the EPL, I should say.
Yeah, it's been called that way. You're right this year. So
where's the consistency when you're gonna go to a tournament in the summer in Euro? Where's the consistency with VAR for players coming from the EPL and players coming from Serie A?
You know, Reggie, we're supposed to be getting better with the and I mean the soccer community. with VAR, and we're obviously saying we're not. There's just too much gray area. I have no way of coming to a concrete solution, conclusion is what I'm trying to say, when I'm talking about VAR now. Every week, every day, I look at it differently in terms of, I've always said this, you know, about its implementation, but now even it's an interpretation. It's crazy.
It's like, bad.
You know, I think some leagues have gotten better. I'll leave it at this. Some leagues have gotten better with when they use it, Reg. Sorry, or how they use it. Mm-hmm. But in terms of when and what we're looking at, I think we've lost the plot a little bit.
100%. It's something that needs to be looked at. And if the Referees Association in England thinks that this is going swimmingly, then we're in a world of hurt for upcoming seasons. Yeah. But anyways, we're not going to talk about VAR anymore.
No, because I can complain all night about this. Oh,
there's so many different games we can bring up, and VAR is just, it's called the game. It's contributed to the outcome of games, and
that's right. That's
not what it's there for. But
it's gone in the way.
Joseph, it looks so good in the first half.
Well, first of all, we're talking about the Derby della Madonnina was played last week, and okay, we'll get that out of the way of the Milan, you know, fan in me. Mm-hmm. I kind of called my dad at halftime, and I said, "Okay, they're up 2-0 at halftime." I said, "This is going to get scary if they get scored on, and I can see them losing 3-2.
And that's the,
well, I was
that's
wrong. They lost 4-2.
That's the Joe fan and him coming out.
In right? Everything. Yeah, for sure. Well, the first half just showed that, you know, there's signs of life. AC Milan played a great first half. No doubt.
Fantastic.
You know, the guy who just can't stop scoring scored again today in a win over Torino. Ante Rebic has been lights out.
Since Ibra got there.
The Ibra effect has been great. Had a poor game today, but I mean, great in that game again. The first half, scored a goal. It's great. I think instead of, for me, you know, being down on my team, I'm going to give a ton of credit to Inter. Two things here. Great game. For the neutral, I'm sure it was great.
Fantastic.
I wasn't a neutral, so I was dying. But great game. And all reports, like you were telling me, you know, some other guys, neutral supporters, and, you know, just getting back in this area, asking, "Wow, this is great!"
Joe, that game was fantastic.
It was a great game. It was, and again, free flowing, attacking football.
It was attack after positive attack.
Football.
It was amazing. If you guys have the zone and have the opportunity to rewatch that game, go. I tell you to go rewatch that.
It was a great game.
Fantastic.
It was a great
game
guy. I do agree with that, Reggie, for sure. 2-0, two things, and halftime. I thought, you know, AC Milan does show that they're immaturity yet as a group. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of it, you know, Inter shows that they are for real. They're playing for Antonio Conte. Surprise, surprise.
Well,
Romelu Lukaku is rejuvenated, positive. You know, Marcelo Brozovic, Croatian international. Never mind, he scored a great goal, but really a tale of two halves, Reggie, I would say. Because the second 100%. Half, he was so good. 100%. You know, the three center backs that Inter puts out there, De Vrij, Skriniar, Godin. I think that's they've had a great year for them, and in turn have given them a chance at maybe winning the Scudetto and the championship in Italy this year. Great game, full value to them. Yes, hurt as a fan, but as a neutral and as a, you know, supporter of Serie A, and I got to tip my hat to Inter. That's a great win, great character win. I mean, guys like Alexis Sanchez showing they have some life left. You know, it's a great, great performance, second half performance by Inter, and they're full value for that win.
100%. It was a fantastic game.
Different Serie A, Reggie, than maybe we've seen in the past.
If you go and look at the standings right now, it's
incredible.
It's as tight as the EPL is right now.
It's crazy.
first through 10.
It's crazy. It is tight. So Inter goes and wins that game.
Yeah.
Right. Flying high.
Right.
Wins a derby match.
Right. And I think I think that took a little bit out of them, actually, if you ask me.
And there's the letdown factor. Right,
exactly.
Now, going to yesterday's match with Lazio,
which still should be a big game for them, right?
Oh, Lazio's flying high as well.
Exactly.
And here you have, you know, they take the lead. But this Lazio team, I'm telling guys like, and he had a down year last year, but 2 years ago he was on everybody's radar. I think he's back. Milinkovic-Savic. What a game. Scores the winner. Lazio beats Inter yesterday 2-1
right.
to leapfrog Inter.
Your boy scored too. Ciro.
A penalty. But yeah, he does 26, score.
26 goals, Joe.
He does have 26 goals. We'll see if he's got any left in international football. We'll leave that alone. But, you know, Milinkovic-Savic, Luis Alberto is just, if he's not in Spain's opening day team for Euro, I'm not sure. He is having a fantastic year.
Yeah.
Then we also have Correa. We got some players in there that are just doing the job. Like, Lazio is playing some great football. Lucas Leiva. You know, Liverpool cast off has been fantastic.
Yeah, I was watching some of the highlights and I was like, that guy's still there, eh? Wow,
you doing the job. You know, Caicedo and Immobile have done a fantastic job, and dare I say, Simone Inzaghi, great job. Like, Lazio plays some attractive football. They are playing some lights out football. And they're on a roll. I mean, they're for real. I mean, so I think now. Ho-hum, Juve up by 1 point.
Yep,
again, not the greatest point. Performance, right? But again, depth of squad, I think, was what's going to keep Juve in it. I know we got other issues for Juve fans. Been talking to me about how they're worried about them in the Champions League. But, you know, when it's money time, I think Juve will still be there. They get a great free kick from Dybala to win their game and so on. Giorgio Chiellini makes his return.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, and I don't care who you are, who you support, Milan, or you support Inter, or you support Juventus, you're not a Serie A fan. I think we can all agree upon the fact that Giorgio Chiellini is a great guy, great player, good for the game of football, good to see him back.
It's good to see him back for Italy, too, then.
Oh, I would hope. I mean, I just like the guy. You know, there's guys that are likable, and they're just true players. But, yeah, there's the Serie A race, Reggie, on fire again. Oh, I was just going to say, Atalanta. Like, this team won't go away, Reggie.
Yeah, they've won their last two as well.
They played a great game against Roma. Again, another advert for the football that is being played in Serie A this year.
Yeah, 100%.
And I know you posted something with Big Sam, and I'm going, yeah, maybe in the past, Sam Allardyce.
Well, those are the guys that don't watch Serie A, and they just remember it from 10 years ago and thinking the same thing. And it's just, meanwhile, his style of play is just kick it forward and run after it.
I think in modern football, it's everywhere where there's, you know, team, and Atalanta is just, they play some football, don't they, Reg? Like, it's incredible to watch them play.
100%.
And there's Gasperini, like, you know, and, you know, they're again, fully entrenched into fourth place, or if the season ended today, they would be where they were last year in Champions League football.
Right, exactly, which is fantastic.
It's going to be a great end of the season, Reg, I tell you that.
Hot race, man, hot race. Who would have thought in the Serie A we would be saying that, but it's true.
Between three teams, and maybe Lazio has the inside scoop and the edge over both.
Three teams and 3 points apart from third to first, so.
It's incredible.
All right, so we'll bring it back to UEFA, and we'll bring it back to an incident that happened in Portugal over this past weekend, where a player that plays on Porto by the name of Musa Marega was racially abused by It's a team that's in the Europa League that was in Arsenal's group, Vitória de Guimarães or something like that.
Yeah, Guimarães.
So their fans racially abused him. And from what I heard from the coach, he said it was happening since the warm-up. Referees didn't do anything about it. Linesmen didn't do anything about it. So they played on. Musa Marega scores against a team. He was on loan at that other team, Vitória, for a bit. And he actually scored against them this game. And then after that, all hell broke loose. And it was 9 minutes after he scored. He just said, that's enough. And started to walk off the field. Now, we've seen this a lot. It sucks, but we have seen this a lot in different leagues across Europe. The thing that got to me was the fact that the players, referees, the coach, all of them were trying to keep him on the field.
They're trying to tell him, don't worry about it.
Right, exactly. In that situation, you would want your buddies that you go to war with to be like, what? This is not right. I'm with you. Let's walk off.
And one it's of a colossal our, fail, Reggie.
One of our Twitter followers by the name of Nick Raimondo, yeah. He brought it up as well. He's like, players should be a family together. If you're upset, I'm upset. If you want to walk off, I'm right behind you supporting you. That's what should happen.
Yeah, there's nothing else to say here. It's a colossal fail. And even the powers that be, like as bad as certain leagues have been and teams, and this is not about going after one. This is, again, the collective. There's been instances where referees have taken the ball, taken both field teams off the field, saying we're not going to continue. Here we had referees, fourth officials, coaches, players trying to convince the player to stay on.
Right.
What are they trying to say? Hey, don't let them get the better of you. No, this is not the time to do that. This is the time to say once and for all, this was a message to the powers that be. Should have been. Needs to be.
Well, Joe.
Going forward, has to be.
We'll talk about the ramifications we'll talk about some of the penalties and fines that I believe should happen towards this type of behavior. And all of this has to be enforced by UEFA.
The governing body. They're the overarching governing body. Joe, it's, you know, like there's no other way to look at that.
Well, Jozy Altidore came out and said on Twitter as well, you banned Manchester City.
City, yeah.
You gave them a $30 million ban. You're going to take points away. They're going to be, they can't play in the Champions League for two seasons for
go for, after for, the racial abuse with the same vigor. Exactly, of course.
Exactly.
If you're this not, is ridiculous.
If you're going to go over that for cooking the books, what are you going to do about your kick it out program that you have everybody standing in front of the banners, kick it out, and everybody taking a picture and smiling nice. And then when it happens, everybody just turns a blind eye. Didn't hear it. Sorry.
So I'm like, oh, did this really happen? I guess we got to deal with it. Unfortunately, that's what it stinks of.
It's only, I guess, we got to deal with it when people make it a big deal. You know how many times this has happened in other stadiums that we've never heard about?
And that's why I think when a player like this in this situation is so upset about it.
Well, it's almost that you have to do something like this in order to get attention.
Absolutely, because of what you just said. Because if it's happening, this is the reported case. How about the lower leagues? That this happens all the time.
Well, exactly.
Every day. In every situation.
Exactly.
We, unfortunately, I think this is like our fourth time in this calendar year. We've already said, this is enough. This has got to stamped out. Listen, it's the governing body. So we opened with UEFA going after City for those indiscretions about, in the finance department, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think it's about time that they step up. But, Reggie, we know they won't. We know this is going to be
100%
left with the individual league and so on and so on. And that rug is going to get really, really big with stuff being swept under it.
It's going to be very lumpy.
That's very lumpy. Exactly. This is a joke. It's all that stuff. It's not to get on the soapbox, but once and for all. And you're right. Nick put it in a good way, and I'm glad he responded to that. Again, a loyal follower of ours, but absolutely, totally correct. And some others too, like Marco Molicola have also, added to this and then others. Like this is an absolute diabolical nightmare that this has to happen.
The penalty that Manchester City received, and I'm doing air quotes, received, will be perfect for a situation like this. $30 million fine. You get banned from... Well, maybe not. I don't. Is that powerful enough for your first offense to be banned from the Champions League for a season? Maybe for a team like or banned from Europe for a season because they're not going to make that team's not going to make Champions League, but they are in Europa. So maybe get them banned and then give them a fine. Hit the owners in the pocket where it hurts.
Yeah, of course, Reggie. And does it have to go deeper and go into other like the federations, like something like this is. This cannot.
Yeah, you would find the governing whatever league it is. You would find them
the
as well.
League, like the Premier League, the Federation. Like it's anything. And listen, this is not. And we said this when it happened in the Serie A, which they've had a couple of three or four ridiculous, preposterous incidents just this year. It doesn't matter the league; it has to be stamped out across. And these, and like you said, these banners that go up, the Stop Racism campaigns, they look great, don't they? No, once and for all, it has to be a hard line. Leagues have been shut down because of finances, right? And other stuff. And this is the time to shut it down for what's right. Like, once and for all, this is an absolute disgrace that this goes on. Again, this is not just this incident. This is, here we go again. All those other ends, everything gets piled into one here.
Right. It's not one of those things where it's like, did you see what happened? It's like, oh, it happened again.
That's right. Absolutely. And this has been in too many leagues, too many places. You know, like, can we imagine this happening in a North American league and what would happen?
Well, I think...
Disgusting.
I don't know what part of the stadium it comes from, whether it comes from the ultras. I don't know if they're called ultras in Portugal, whatever.
I think it's still the same. Yeah, but we know what we're saying, right? The ultras groups, yeah, of course, you know.
And they're all...
Like the supporters and stuff.
They're like all going to be around. They're all going to be around each other. So I don't think there's any kind of self-policing that's going to be involved in that.
And you know, guys, we're not saying this is easy, okay? But guess what? That's what you're there for. This respect along the armbands and respect in sports, this is what that entails. This is not an easy thing to eradicate, but it has to be eradicated. Stadiums were not safe in England for a long time, for example. We're using England as an example.
Right.
Okay. They are now very safe.
Yep.
And it's a great experience for families to go to. I mean, we see it in the stands.
They did whatever they needed to do to make it safe. And one of the biggest things they did, they stopped serving alcohol in the stadium.
You know, and Logan, who used to, you remember that guy? And he used to be part of our show. Hopefully still is. But anyway, all kidding aside, Logan is a guy who's been to Premier League games and games all over the world with his kids.
Yeah.
Little kids. And it's a safe place and it's great. And he tells about the experiences they've had and it's been amazing. And a lot of people, you know, our listeners, all they're telling us about their great experiences in stadiums in these countries. They've done a good job at that. This other stuff, this is not us getting on our high horse. It's enough. The powers that be have to take responsibility and get this out of our game.
And it's not just, it's if you keep watching the clip after he goes off, he remonstrates with the crowd, tells them a couple of things and gives them the finger or whatever. But the guy who substitute for him is another black player. So like, how as that person, as that player that comes onto this, and the only reason why I'm playing is because you verbally abuse or racially abuse someone who looks like me. How am I going to win in this situation?
And Reggie, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't the player, this young man, wasn't he not carded for this?
Yes, he was. Musa Marega was shown a yellow card for trying to walk off the field.
I don't know, man.
Joe, I can't, I have no answers. I don't know.
We can't make this up.
I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do that. But we'll keep an eye on what happens to Musa, what happens in Portugal. Keep an eye on what UEFA is doing with Man City, what UEFA is doing with racism.
Over to you, UEFA.
Well, this is it, right? And they have a big tournament coming up, so maybe they're...
Get it right. Do something to make this right.
Maybe their attention is not... focused on other things other than that tournament. So hopefully they're a big enough organization that they can put someone on it, take a look. I'm not holding my breath. You shouldn't hold your breath.
Unfortunately, me neither.
We'll see what happens. Joe, that's a good almost hour.
It is. We just want to leave you with a little bit of what to look forward to.
Sure.
CPL camps opened this week, preseason, official preseason.
Yep.
As I mean, if you've been following the CPL teams and individual players, good for them. They've been working out and doing stuff before their preseason. If you follow individual players, teams, and so on. But officially today, most teams, I know York 9 did, but most CPL teams will be starting their official preseason this week or next week. So that's something to look forward to. Why is it important to us? Well, hey, we've been telling you about Canadian footballers trying to make it for a long time. Guys have broken in. Look for some of our guys, and we'll be mentioning some names, breaking into those teams. Atletico Ottawa joining the CPL. Big, big news, right? Officially, Atletico Madrid having a team in Ottawa. So we said that was going to probably be happening. It has happened. The official announcement came this week.
Fantastic.
And the head coach, TFC connection. Wasn't the greatest player here, but still a player with La Liga experience. Mista.
Oh my God, really?
Is the coach, yeah.
So, hey, well, you know what they say about the great coaches, right? They were never great players, so. Sorry, Mista.
So let's see. Yeah, I had to, right? So let's see what happens there. Big news saying they know who's going to be some of those athletical players, whether they be youth players or older players that are going to be involved. We'll see, but exciting times. Good on the CPL. That's 8 teams now officially and so on. In the next coming weeks, probably the next week or two, like we said, look for a lot of even more Canadian players that we've known, we've talked about, maybe making some moves and getting an opportunity. So look for that.
100%, 100%. And hopefully we can get some of those players on our show. And,
yeah, we'll do our very best to do that.
For sure. It's hard to get these guys. They're always doing something. So I also wanted to try to get a referee on it. He can explain VAR to me.
Yeah, we do have to get that. We've been promising you that. And this is a referee we're working on with CPL experience, a Canadian national ref. We'll do our very best to reach out to get him and talk about some of the things that we've discussed and give us, you know, their point of view. And of course, they have more insight than we do, us being the frustrated fans sometimes, but they'll give us more insight on that and how things operate.
100%, 100%. So, yeah, you looking forward to anything this weekend, Joe?
You know, again, both races, sorry, not both for me. It's, I always look at EPL and think the races for those middle spots in Champions League. I was looking at today, you know, Tottenham, Sheffield, Manchester United, the gap closing with Chelsea. You know, I see even Arsenal creeping in there, Reg. I know you want them to some teams draw.
They're about 3 wins away, and then a couple of other teams need to lose and draw, and we're right back in it.
But the point is, it's tight there. Again, continuing to see, is Liverpool going to keep going? And, of course, in the Serie A, I mean, this race is something, and it's eating up. Even, you know, dare I say, AC Milan creeping up a little, tied on points with a couple of teams, but in there for 6th and 5th. So the usual stuff, just looking at the races heating up that way. And, of course, Rich, of course, Champions League.
Champions League starts tomorrow, it's Tuesday.
Tomorrow, right? Absolutely. So big games in Champions League. Right away, I think we have, if I believe, Wednesday, we got some big battles. I know tomorrow we have them as well. You going to check those, Reggie?
Yeah, I'll check now. I think Atletico and is it Atletico and Liverpool this week?
I think that's the one. Oh, that's tomorrow. That's the one for me.
It's tomorrow at 3:00.
That's the one for me, Reg.
And then Dortmund playing PSG. And on Wednesday, it's Valencia at Atalanta, which would be that'd be a pretty good game.
A pretty even one for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that Liverpool tomorrow opening up against Atletico, of course.
I got to be home for that one.
Right. Defending champs, Atletico, pedigree every year. And of course, Borussia Dortmund, always exciting for me to watch. Love watching that team just in general. And of course, with going against PSG, nice connection there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Thomas Tuchel, right?
Tuchel. So, you know, and then, of course, we mentioned the games. It's here. This is money time in Champions League, and it's coming. And here we go. Before we know it, we'll be in those semis and finals, right? So
this is what you build your squad to win, right? So, and that Atletico at Liverpool game is at the Wanda Metropolitano.
Oh, Reggie had to sneak that one in.
Yeah, I love that. Best name and best stadium.
That's a great name. Yeah, that's a great name. Absolutely.
I wonder what Ottawa Stadium is going to be called.
Wanda, something creative there. Yeah, something. So Wanda.
We'll see what it's about. So, Joe, is that it?
That's it.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.